glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Welcome to Mark and Friends for Thursday, April 27th, 2023. My guest today is one-fourth of a quartet. They're known as the Kramers. Her name is Rachel West Kramer, and I think I've known Rachel for almost over 20 years, and we've been associated at different ministry events, so I'm so grateful to bring her on to Mark and Friends. Thanks, Rachel, for coming.
Oh, Donna, this is such a treat to be with you today. Thank you.
I've known you through the years, and I've watched you and your family grow. And you have an overall ministry called Hands of Love. Tell us about it.
My husband is Scott Kramer, and when we were first working together just as friends, we both had talked about how we felt called to be in ministry full-time. And then the Lord brought our lives together even more closely, and we married in 95, and we went right into ministry. And we didn't know what it would look like, but we ended up on staff at our home church for many, many years, which was a very rich experience. We absolutely love our church family, our church home here in Peoria. But it was a really good experience for us because now we go into all different kinds of church settings. And I think we just have just deep respect and sensitivity to the staff members because we've been on that side of things. But we started full time in ministry in 2000. And stayed more regional because our dear son Weston has autism and had many, many needs at that time in his development. And so we needed to stay closer to home. And so I think it was in 14 that we started on the road in ministry full time.
Now, when did Maria end up marrying Ben, which is a whole other fun story?
Yes. Oh, and we praise the Lord for Benjamin. They married in 2016, and they were married by Pastor Charles Stanley down at First Baptist Atlanta. So that was just a dream, really, because we love him.
And, of course, Ben's dad is?
Gerald Wolf with Greater Vision.
Yeah. So what a wonderful connection between the two families with such rich talent. And then that was in 2016. Mm-hmm. And then you were on the road. And I love your bus. You've got this big, huge, lovely bus that you can then all will travel on.
We really, really are grateful for the tour bus. It was originally made for a country singer, Lori Morgan. And she would just probably flip if she saw how it's used today with all of us on there.
Because it's not only you and your husband and your daughter and your son-in-law, but they've brought two more along.
But we don't all, you know, obviously I will make this very clear because some people have said, how do you all live on there together? And we do not live on there together. You know, we'll travel to certain places together all at once. But then if we land somewhere for any amount of time, we always set up a home base where they have their own place to stay so that we don't lose it.
Yeah.
So it is such a provision, though, because early when we were on the road, we were in and out of hotels every night, and that was so incredibly exhausting. Staying in hotels was really exciting at first. The kids loved it, you know, swimming in the pool and whatever, but we had very little time to land, and all the loading in and out and trying to figure out where to stay for every single, you know, ministry event was just, it was completely overwhelming. So it wasn't sustainable. So when God provided the bus, it just really, it did clear up a lot of the, you know, challenges that we were facing.
Now you only have two choices, Walmart or Cracker Barrel. Or maybe, you know, the Love's, you know, gas station.
Sometimes we resort to a truck stop, and that's just fine. You know, we've met a lot of nice people even there, you know, but.
Do you normally park like in the church parking lot, or how does that work?
Yeah, sometimes we do. Scott's really good about planning our trips, and sometimes we'll stay at KOAs, and we make friends everywhere we go. It is so neat, you know, it's just. You never know the journey that you're on. You know, I have a really good friend that is a hot air balloon Well, she owns a hot air balloon and she only uses it for ministry. And she described all the details of what it's like. And she said, it's really an adventure because you go up and you have no idea where you're going to land. And I said, gosh, that's so much like real life, isn't it? You know, and you can't go faster, you can't go slower, you can't go to the right or the left. You know, God really is in control and you need to go with God. So I loved that analogy. And I think that's so much like, you know, our travel on the road. We don't know where we're going to, a lot of times we make our plans, but you know, things change, you know, and you just have to be really good at rolling with things, right?
It really is. I mean, that analogy totally lands with scripture, you know, moved along as the Spirit, you know, drew them, you know, and the Holy Spirit, you know, moving through us like a wind that you can't see, but there's power behind it. So that's perfect. I love that.
Oh, I love that. I know. And so being on the road, it's so much like that. You know, we make our plans, but things change and weather and all kinds of, I call them ingredients in life. And so it's been really neat to just watch God. You know, if something happens with a bus, we end up in a place that we did not plan on being in. And then all these God divine moments happen with people. And we're like, okay, now we know why we're here, you know? Oh. So I'm sure you could tell a million stories like that too.
Now, as you get out and about and, you know, because of your background being in a congregation, you have more sensitivity to those you're ministering to. Tell us some of the stories of how you've, you know, been there in a moment. I heard you speak once on how you were just at a church and a gal who had been going to the church for an extended period of time was just moved and was just ready. And she came forward and asked Christ to be her savior. So you're working in connection with the church. Maybe you're just that last little seed that needs to get planted. Do you have any of those stories?
It really is the power of Christ. I mean, we are, you know, sincere servants and witnesses, and we get to proclaim him, but it's really him. And I try to envision, I even tell, you know, sometimes I'll get to visit with the person who's hosting us. It's usually the pastor or somebody on staff. And it's just, it's beautiful to engage with them. And so quickly we feel bonded because we're in Christ, you know.
Yeah.
But a lot of times we'll just let them know, because maybe they won't know us too well yet. We'll just let them know, you know, we're trusting Christ to walk among us tonight and you know, do the work that only he can. And so, you know, Scott does a good job leading us, and both Ben and Maria are very sincere in their walk with Christ too, and I'm so grateful for that. But we really, together, we trust Christ to take over and do that work. And so we just get to be a part of it. And what happens, and I heard someone say this recently, but it's kind of like a boomerang effect. You know, the power goes out as we minister and it just goes out to the people and comes right back at us. And so it's very life-giving to do what we get to do, Donna.
I believe you. I really do. Because I've watched some of your videos online and it just seems like you sincerely, you just want to be in the moment and you really want the Lord to speak in and through you. Well, I love your latest project, Sing Me There. Every song on it is really special. And you seem to have really gone a huge gamut of musical genres. There's some really solid Southern gospel in there, but there's these beautiful orchestra pieces, ballads. So I thought we could just walk through that album, if that's okay. And you could tell us a little something about the songs, and then I'd like to share these songs with our listeners. So let's start with the title cut, Sing Me There. And as I was listening to it, it just gave me that understanding, as we've all been there, where we were in a hard place. We really didn't have our own song. Through the power of radio and through the power of other people's songs, they kind of sung us there to that place
of
hope.
That's right. Yes. So unexpectedly a lot of the times. You
absolutely.
Know? So we love this song. And whenever we get the opportunity to share it, you know, it is like a burst of joy and people just come to life right before our eyes. It's like this aha moment. Yes, Lord, you are using the body of Christ to sing me there, home to you one day. And I love the line that says, hope is all I need, sing me there, you know, until I find my hallelujah. let's spur one another on. So it is just a joyful song, and everybody needs this song. And I can't tell you how many people have communicated to us in all the different ways we communicate now, but they're just writing. Every day we get messages about the message of this song and how it's helping people through. I love it.
I do too. And then your beautiful daughter Maria is the main soloist on this.
Yes. Yeah. She just does such a beautiful job communicating. And I really love her voice, not because she's my daughter, but her voice is just so easy to listen to, and it's clean and pure, and she just does a great job painting the meaning of the songs.
Mm-hmm. Here, Sing Me There, the Kramers on Mark and Friends.
On this narrow way, I've seen valleys low, walked the desert plain, and when shadows fall, there's a sweet refrain that leads me all the way. Sing me there. When the hurt runs deep, when I shake with fear, when the voice of doubt is the voice I hear, let the melody that I love so deep echo loud and clear. Sing me there. Sing me there in the time of trouble, when I can't find my song. Sing me there when the load is heavy, raging on. Oh, sing me on to victory. Let praises fill the air till I find my hallelujah. Sing me there.
Oh, and this my humble earnest plea, when my strength is gone, when my soul is weak, let the
You're listening to Mark and Friends. I'm speaking with my friend Rachel West Kramer, and she's a part of the quartet, The Kramers. You just heard their song, Sing Me There. And, you know, Rachel, I was watching some video of you and your family putting together an album. I just was marveling at how many people are involved. And walk us through that process.
Oh, super. Well, you know, I'm probably the wrong person to talk to, because it's really Maria and Benjamin and Scotty who are really in the thick and thin of all that, because I'm the primary caretaker of our dear son, Weston. But I can say, you know, plenty. I mean, it's really amazing how God provides, how he puts all the pieces together. And you stand back and you go, I feel like I had so little to do with that, you know? But we are really blessed to work with a very beautiful friend, a very talented producer, Wayne Hahn. And so that just makes the whole process truly a joy and pretty smooth process, actually. So we love working with Wayne Hahn, and Stowtown Records is our label. And so we have a team there that helps us put the pieces together. But, you know, a lot of the musicians that we work with on the album are musicians that we've been, you know, picking to work with for all these years. We have some that we've just bonded with and love working with, and they're just off the charts talented, you know, for the glory of God. So that's kind of in a simple nutshell of how it comes together.
Now, you go to Nashville and then the musicians are there for the big orchestra pieces?
Yes, right.
Now, do you do anything in your own home studio?
We have before. We've done a lot of our projects, you know, a lot of the recording, you know, vocals and stuff. But most of it now is down there. It's just a lot easier for us.
Yeah.
We have all the tools here at home, but we just love the process down there. It just is, it's a much quicker process than Scott doing it in our own studio.
Now, when you step up to the mic in a studio, to me, mm-hmm. that would be scarier than stepping onto a stage because you have to do it perfect.
Right. It used to be really intimidating, but I guess just personally, I can speak for just myself. I used to be very intimidated at the recording process. But, you know, when you see how God takes that little part that you do and he just takes it so much further than you could ever go, you kind of get your focus on a bigger picture and it just becomes very exciting, you know, and you just trust that he will fill you and anoint you so that it will go out with power rather than just, you know, whatever you can come up with.
That's much better. It ends up a lot better that way.
It does. Yeah.
Let's talk about this next one on the album. It's called Because We Believe. And some of the beautiful lyrics is tears in your eyes and just always being ready to give that answer. And this is basically the gospel, isn't it? What we believe.
Yes. Yes. Oh, I love this song, Donna. You know, it's hard to hold it in sometimes, you know. I cry easily, but I just love this song. It's a song of proclamation, and you can see the people's faces when you sing the words of one day, any moment he may be coming again. The people's faces, because I think for those of us who really follow Christ and we study his love letter to us, the word, we know that we might be the very ones living in the end of time.
Yeah.
And so our eyes are open and we're watching and we're waiting and we're hopefully living for Christ. And, you know, we kind of feel like the heralds that just run out into the streets and we proclaim him and get out of the way and just let him do his thing. And so that song in particular is just a thrill to share because you could just see all the hope and the excitement on the faces of the listeners.
That there is in between. We believe that the Father sent light into darkness and a baby was born to be king. We believe in the blood that was shed for our ransom, that Jesus was laid in the grave. We believe every word that we pray.
The beautiful music of the Kramers on Mark and Friends. We'll have Rachel back because she's got another wonderful group of songs I'd like to share with you. Coming up tomorrow on Mark and Friends, it's a Friday, and that means Pastor Jason Schiffo, as well as Mark and the team, all gathered at our Champaign headquarters, and they recorded their Bible study and their fellowship, and we get to enjoy it. That's tomorrow. And don't forget, all the archives of Mark and Friends sitting there waiting for you to enjoy at greatnewsmedia.org and also at wluj.org. Just click on the Mark and Friends tab and it opens up all of our special programs that you can hear again and again.